Thank you so much, band. Awesome. I want to welcome all of our online viewers today. You might be listening to this on a podcast or watching this on Vimeo. We just want to welcome you today. And today we are continuing our series on talking to God. We're on week 4, and it's been an amazing sermon series. It's changing my prayer life. And it's been great, but I just have one thing to say. Before I walked out of the house this morning, my teenage daughter stopped me at the door. And she said, "Dad, you're not going to say anything embarrassing today, are you?" I'm that dad now. I realized I'm that dad now. So a couple sermons ago, I did say it's all about that grace, no devil. And I occasionally say things like, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And I show my age, my 90. I was raised in the 90s, you know? So I had to get that out of the way and embarrass her right off the bat. And now I promise I won't embarrass you anymore. But we have been talking about praying. And we've been in Matthew 6. And I want to go ahead and read. Let's read the Lord's Prayer together. And we're going to put it up on the screen. We start off with, "Our Father in heaven," you can say it with me, "hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Amen. And so for the last 3 weeks, we've covered all the way up to verse 11. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And we are just coming off a pastor's message on you know, God, your kingdom come, your will be done. And that message was like, God, we come to you and you are helping to realign our hearts. He was talking about just getting realigned with God, getting adjusted with God. And it was such a good message. And but today we're going to talk about the next verse, and that is, "Give us this day our daily bread." And this is the first part of the prayer that kind of shifts its focus from giving God glory. It sort of shifts itself and it directs itself to our needs. And we don't really leave God's glory, though. We're not going from giving God glory to asking for things just for ourselves. But what we are doing, we're honestly giving God glory by recognizing that He is our provider. You know, just like Stephen came up here today, and he was preaching to us this entire sermon. He came up here today and he was like, "I'm having a hard time giving. I'm having a hard time giving. It's tough. It's hard." And then he began to recognize God is his provider. And so this prayer is such a simple prayer. "Give us this day our daily bread." So simple. It's such a simple prayer, but this prayer can change your life. It can change your entire life. So what are we asking when we say, "Give us this day our daily bread"? What do we mean? What is it that we mean by bread? Are we asking for bread? Are we asking for food? Tortillas? What are we asking God for? And really, it's simply this. God, we are asking God for our needs to be supplied. To survive. God, you are what keeps me surviving. We're asking God to just exist. It stands for just staying alive so that we can live for Him. Martin Luther wrote that bread was the symbol for everything necessary for the preservation of this life, like food, health, good weather, a house, a wife, a husband, children, good government, and peace. And so when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, what we are saying is, God, I acknowledge you. I acknowledge you that it's you who provides for me. And we remind ourselves with this prayer. We are saying, hey, God, I know where it all comes from. God, I know that you are the source, that it really all comes from you. And so sometimes we need a reminder. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves because many, many times when we go into our daily lives and we begin to live and grow, sometimes we forget. And sometimes we don't always trust God as our provider. Recently, I had a conversation with a friend, a good friend, and he was so stressed out. He was unhappy with his career. He'd gone through so much school, and he had just, you know, I mean, he was an amazing student, and he'd gone through all of this schooling, and he felt like he was just absolutely stuck in his career. And he was thinking, I should be so much further along in the road. I should be so much further down the road. I should be, why am I struggling? Why am I dealing with this, my house and my car? And he felt like he was failing his family. He felt like he was failing in life. He felt like he was failing. And so he was under a whole lot of pressure, and part of that pressure he was putting on himself. And he was comparing himself to family members that had a certain job, or he was comparing himself to others in his field that were making, you know, a certain amount. And so he felt this incredible pressure, and he was striving, and he wasn't sleeping, and he was just stressed out. And his family wasn't putting any of this pressure on him. He was putting the pressure on himself. And we began to talk, and we came to a realization that there was something that was missing. It came down to this, that he was not trusting God as his provider. He was the provider. This man was the provider. He was the source. He was making it all happen. It was by his blood, sweat, and tears that he was making it all happen. He was striving. He was working and doing that. And what was awesome is God used me to talk to him. Because I'd been there, and I was that. I was that guy that I was never happy no matter what the job. I kept having to go, and like I was just not satisfied. And so our thinking needs to be adjusted from time to time. And we need to come to a realization that God is the one that gives us everything. And so, you know, we can be the smartest person at our job, but guess what? God gave you your mind. You can be the most talented person wherever you are, but God gave you that talent. And you can have the ability to just to grasp things very quickly. I'm not one of those people. I like to see pictures. I like to see the instructions. There are people who can just get it like that. I've got to watch the YouTube video 20 times. Okay, now I get it. But God gives us that ability to learn. That's amazing that God gives us the ability to learn. Do you know how hard it would be if you forgot everything every 5 minutes? I do that sometimes, but that'd be hard. But God gives you the ability to retain knowledge, like a hard drive. He gives you reasoning. God gives us reasoning and logic. We're able to say, I probably shouldn't step out in the street when the bus is coming. Can you imagine not having reasoning? There are people that have not been blessed with reasoning. But our strength. Everybody here had strength to get out of bed this morning. Everybody, I mean, this is just amazing that God gives us all of these things. God gives us our hearing. He gives us our sight. He gives us these things. He gives us everything. But we live in a society that teaches us to be independent. We live in a society that says you've got to do it for yourself and you're the only one. No, don't trust anybody else. Don't trust anything else. Trust in yourself. You are the one that can do it. You're the one that can make it, and it's all on you. But the thing is we have a loving God that wants us to depend on him for everything. You see, he designed us to be dependent creatures. God designed us to be dependent creatures, to depend on him day by day and moment by moment. And what's beautiful about God, the beautiful truth is the more we learn about God, the more we hear about God, the more we read about him in his word, the more we learn to depend on him. And the more we depend on God, on our God is the more we actually talk to him. Since Pastor Robin is not here this morning, I'm going to steal one of his quotes that he used just recently in a sermon. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Timothy Keller said in his book, Prayer, prayer is a personal, communicative response to the knowledge of God. So the more we know about God, the more we want to pray to him. The more that God speaks to us, the more that we hear about God, the more that we learn about God, the more that we read about him in his word, the more we realize that we need to speak to him, to talk to him. And these four things, these are four things I'd like to just point out real quick that have just changed my life and changed my prayer life. And if you come to Disciple, we're going to have what's called Disciple, and this is in the spring. It is a three-day class, and we talk about the story of God, and it's just so beautiful. And here you're going to hear about the four G's in that, and these four things have changed my life. The knowledge that God is great, so I don't have to be in control. The knowledge that God is glorious, so I don't have to fear others. That God is good, so I don't have to look anywhere else for satisfaction. And that God is gracious, so I don't have to prove myself. That's such a beautiful truth to learn. And the more I learn, the more I want to talk to this God. But when we don't trust God as our provider, we're taking God's place. We're taking God's place and we're striving to meet our own needs. We depend on ourselves. We trust in ourselves. We think, I have to be the one that provides for my family. I need a raise. I need a new job. I need another job. And we're never satisfied where we are. Because when it's us, it has to be more because we're the source. We're the provider. We're the breadwinner. And all of the pressure is on you. You think you have to do it all. And it's a fearful thing because you realize as the provider, you realize that you're limited. You realize that you don't have enough time to make it all work. You realize that if you're the provider, it's all on your head. And then we begin to realize that, okay, I worked really hard for this. It's mine. It's mine. And when you're the one that earned it yourself and you're the one I worked hard for this. This is mine. This is mine. And you become unknowingly selfish when you're the provider, when you're the source. Let me say something here. It's hard to be the provider. To be God. It's hard to be God. To make it all work. To have it all be up to you. To have it all under control and to control all the variables. It's a fearful life to live when you are the provider. And many times when we get stuck, we'll go to God and say, God, I need a little help from you. I made a mistake. I didn't budget right. Or I didn't know that this tax bill was going to be this much. Or I didn't know that this was going to come. God, I need you. I made a mistake. And when we falter as being the provider, we pray, God, I need, I, I, I need a little help from you. I need you to get me out of this mess. I need you to get me back on my feet until things get back under control. And then when things eventually kind of come back around, but when they do get back on track, we say, okay, God, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I've got it from here. I've got it from here, God. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you. And we go back to being the source. And we go back to being the provider. And we go back to being the one where all the stress and all the pressure and all the anxiety and all, it's all on our back. Maybe I'm the only one that I'm preaching to this morning. And so we forget to acknowledge God who makes it all work. And he wants us to trust him. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to believe in him. He makes it all work. He wants us to trust him with everything. He wants us to absolutely believe in him today. See, God is the one that makes it all work. God is the one that makes it all work. And so our daily prayer recenters us on God as the main provider, and it realigns our dependence on him. And then we trust him. Let me just say, this is something that happened just maybe 3-4 weeks ago. About 3-4 weeks ago, about 9 or 10 cars on our street were broken into. On one street, 9 or 10 cars were broken into. They had all left their doors unlocked. And somebody came in and just broke into every one of those cars. They left their doors unlocked. How dumb is that? I happen to leave both of my cars open. So I was one of those guys that left the car door unlocked. And they'd gone in, and we had left an envelope that contained all, we do the Dave Ramsey thing as well, and we had all our cash for the end of the month in that envelope. Oh no, yes. And all of our cash was in that envelope. And so the strangest thing came over me. I did feel dumb about leaving my car door open, but the strangest thing came over me. I felt this peace just wash over me. And I said, God, you have this. God, you have this. I don't even have to be worried about this. I didn't even get anxious. I didn't even get excited. I just said, oh, well, we learned our lesson. But God has it all under control. I didn't have to wring my hands. I didn't have to get anxious. I didn't have to get worried. I didn't have to, because I trusted in a God that loves me and is my provider. I felt peace. I felt this peace. I knew that God had my back and that he would provide for me. Philosopher Dallas Willard says, "Today I have God, and he has the provisions. Tomorrow, it will be the same." Let's say that. Say it with me. Today, I have God. Let's say it. Today, I have God. Do you realize you have God? And he has the provisions. Tomorrow, it will be the same. All right. That's an awesome quote. That is such an awesome quote. But if we could just let that sink down into our souls. And so this is the same thing that God was trying to do with the children of Israel. I've been reading the Bible in chronological order, and right now I've just passed all the children of Israel wandering in the desert, and over, God did amazing things for them. He brought them out of Egypt. He just did miracle after miracle after miracle, and they kept coming to situations where God was wanting them to trust in him. And every single time, it just seemed about every single time, they're like, oh, if we could just go back to Egypt and not die out here in the wilderness. I remember back in Egypt, we had so much food. We could just sit around and eat food all day long. Their memory was messed up. They forgot to realize that they were slaves and God had brought them so far. And so God was trying to get the children of Israel to trust him, to trust him. And so they were told to, God, they were in another situation where they needed to trust God. They were hungry and God provided manna to them. Manna was like bread from heaven. It would end up on the ground every morning with the dew and they would gather it up. And God instructed them to gather it up and gather it fresh every morning. And they would put it in their pots and it would be just what they needed for that day. And so some of them didn't trust God. Some of them gathered it up and said, well, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not sure of what's going to go on tomorrow. So they would stuff it in pots and they'd store it up. And that manna would rot. That manna would rot. It would get wormy. It would get stinky. And so kind of when we live our lives and we don't trust God and when we get anxious, when we get fearful and we say, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, it stinks to God when we do not trust him. And God was trying to teach them something. He was teaching them something. Give us this day our daily bread. What God was trying to teach them is you've got to trust me day by day. And they were also taught by God to live life or to take life one day at a time. God was teaching them to live life one day at a time, but he wanted them to get used to trusting him. They wanted them to get used to trusting him. And so God is wanting us to get used to trusting him. God wants us to get used to trusting him. And that is not saying, okay, I'm going to trust God, so I'm not even going to go to work today. I'm going to trust God so much, I'm not going to save anymore. I'm going to trust God. I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to believe God and not do anything. I don't even have to go to work. No. Unfortunately, God has given us a brain and you have to go to work. You have to go to work. This doesn't mean we don't save. This doesn't mean we don't plan. We don't have 401ks. God has given us wisdom and he doesn't want us to just sit. Because we depend on God every day, and we look to God every day, and God gives us what we need every day, we then go to work. The Bible tells us if we don't work, we don't eat. Proverbs 6:6 says, go to the ant, O sluggard. Observe her ways and be wise. That's an awesome scripture. It's saying, watch the ant. The ant is doing its work on a daily basis. But something that I want to really point out here, we should plan ahead, but we shouldn't worry ahead. There's a big difference between planning ahead and worrying ahead. But what about tomorrow? Things have been taken care of today, but what about tomorrow? I've got something so huge coming up. What about tomorrow? And some of us begin to feel overwhelmed about the future. I remember hearing a story from a man about his child, his daughter. And his daughter was worried about a test, and she began to get so worked up over this test. And she began to get so upset that she wasn't eating, and she was just completely stressed out. And then finally, the dad goes up and talks to her. He's like, why are you so stressed out about this test? And she said, if I fail this test, this was all in her mind. She was a young girl. If I fail this test, then I'll get kicked out of school. And if I get kicked out of school, then I'll be homeless. And so this daughter had all of this worked up in her head about the future. And that was just, it was such an unfounded fear. And we as parents know that one test isn't going to get our kids kicked out and being homeless. We know as parents that that's not going to happen, that we wouldn't let it happen, that we are going to be there for him. And so just like God is a wonderful parent, he made a very, very simple prayer for us. And just like children, he wrote it as simple as children. Now do you see why the Lord's Prayer is so simple? Because sometimes we act like that kid. Sometimes we act like that child. Sometimes we act like that child. And so God wants us to trust in him moment by moment. Matthew 6 and 25 says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his lifespan?" Now, I'm going to skip down to 34. It says, "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day." Doesn't that sound familiar? Give us this day our daily bread. And part of trusting in God every single day, I love the way that the words of that prayer, it doesn't say, "Give me this day." It doesn't say my will, it says your will. It says, give us this daily bread. And so trusting in God makes you generous. This past weekend, we had a huge college ministry come in here. There was like 600 college kids in here, and it was amazing. And it went on for days and days and days. And I got to know some of them. And there was one gentleman, he was just such a sweet man. His name was Shadrach. They'd call him Shad. And he was walking around, and he had an iPod in his hand. And so we were playing around with him. We were being goofy. And we said, "Oh, man, thank you so much." We grabbed his iPod. "Thank you for blessing me with your iPad." And we were just joking around with him. You know, he turns to me and he says, "Do you need an iPad?" He says, "I've given many away." He says, "God keeps giving them back to me and I keep giving them away. Do you need an iPad?" And it caught me off guard. I was like, "I'm just playing. I'm just kidding." But I began to see his heart. It convicted me instantly that he would just hand over a $600 iPad like it was nothing. And it showed me something, that he trusts his God. And that he knew that if he gave something away, God would just supply it again. God would just give it back again. God had changed his heart so much that he wasn't just, "No, that's mine. That's mine." I talked about this in staff meeting, and I had my MacBook right there on the desk, and I was saying, "Wow, it was such an awesome thing." And then somebody said, "Will, can I have your MacBook?" And I go, "Mine? You ain't getting my MacBook?" And so trusting in God, can you imagine trusting in your God so much that nothing that you have is so valuable to you that you couldn't give it away? 1 John 3 and 17 says, "But whoever has the world's goods and beholds his brother in need and shuts up his compassion from him, how does the love of God abide in him?" And I think when you pray this prayer and when you realize that your God has given you everything, that no matter how hard you work, it's still God that gives. Praying this prayer, "Give us," not "give me," but "give us," it makes you aware of how blessed you are. I think you begin to see things differently. You begin to stop saying that this is mine and this is mine. I think you start looking at you look at your kids differently. "Wow, God, those are yours. God, this job, this is yours. God, this stage, these lights, this house, me, I am yours. I don't have anything that you haven't given to me. You are the source. And if it comes down and it comes to you, it comes from God, your creator. And so that next breath that you are breathing, everybody take a deep breath. That's a gift from God. It all belongs to him, and I think it changes your mentality. It changes your mentality, so it's not, should I give this? Should I give this? It's God, I belong to you, and it all belongs to you. You hold tomorrow. God, if it belongs to you, and you tell me to, I'll give it. You see, God spoke to the man's heart that let somebody stay in his house for a year and a half without rent. You see, God began to move on that man's heart, and God began to orchestrate things because another man over here began to trust God for things, began to stop being his own provider. You see, you got to hear me here. See, two things were happening at once. You see, there was a man over here that says, God, all right, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. And he began to give, and it hurt. It was painful at first. It was unnatural to him. And another man over here, years in the making, was preparing something. God was preparing something. It wasn't a coincidence that just when this man started trusting in God, really trusting in God, that God blessed his socks off. Come on. Yeah. That's the God we serve. He knows the things that we need before we even open our mouths. But he wants us to open our mouths. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to say, our Father, you are in heaven. Hallowed be your name. I worship you, God. Your kingdom come, God. Your kingdom, not my will, yours. Give us this day our daily bread. It's such a simple, simple prayer, but it can change your life forever. And when you start seeing God as your provider, guess what? You stop seeing problems. You start seeing blessings. You start seeing things completely different. Completely different. And I forgot to tell you the end of the story about our cars being broken into. You see, our money was gone for the end of the month. It was gone. It was gone. Gone. Was in an envelope, and then it was in somebody else's pocket. And so we just trusted God. And what Paul Harvey would say, that's not the rest of the story, but here's the rest of the story. God put it on somebody's heart. And did you know that we were given twice? Twice what was taken away from us. I gotta brag on God. I gotta brag on my God. He is mighty, and he knows the things that we need before we even need them. And he doesn't want you to worry about tomorrow. He wants you to stop doing that. He wants you to put all of your hope and your trust in him. See, there is a reason they put "In God We Trust" on our money. Amen. There's a reason for that, because if God is the provider, if God is the source and he loves us, he's going to take care of us. He's going to give us everything we need to survive, to live, to make it. He just wants us to trust him for today. It's such a simple, simple prayer. It's such a simple prayer, but it will change your life. When you see God differently, when you see God as your ruler, as your everything, as your source, as your provider, it changes everything. It restructures your life. It restructures your heart. You don't get angry at your boss as much. Well, he just needs to give me a raise. He just needs to give me a raise. Well, I ain't doing it anymore. I ain't doing it anymore. Instead, you don't even see your boss as your provider. You see him as somebody that, you just see him as a brother or a sister in the Lord. See, y'all aren't hearing me right now. See, you're fearful of people and you're fearful of your boss and you're fearful because he has all the power, right? He doesn't have the power. God has the power. God has the power. God is your supplier. God is your everything. And you don't have to worry about anything when God is your everything. We're going to wrap this up in prayer. If anything today, if this message just said anything to your heart, I would just say this. Just trust him. Don't worry so much. Don't worry so much. Just begin to talk to God every single day. Just start believing in him. Just stop looking at all of the circumstances and trust in a mighty God. Trust in a God that knows what you need before you even ask him. He is a good, good father. He is a wonderful provider. And he does a much better job than you do. When we believe in him, when we trust in him, when we acknowledge him on a daily basis, when we realize that, God, I know where everything comes from. It's you, God. It's you. Let's pray. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. God, give us this day our daily bread. And God, forgive us for living as if we were God, if we were the provider, as we were the source, and you were not. God, forgive us in trusting in our own abilities, in our own knowledge, in our own skill, in our own way of figuring things out and making things work. God, we want to trust you. We want to trust you, God. And Lord, it's you that sustains us. It's you that keeps us going. It's you that gets us up every day. It's you that gives us mercy every day to follow and to love you. God, to wake up and need you again. God, we need you every day. We need you right now. God, we want to depend on you day by day and moment by moment. God, we know that we can't figure it all out, that we need a God that provides, that we need you, God, a God that sustains. And Lord, you keep me alive. You keep me going. You wake me up. You give me breath. You give me heartbeat. You give me everything. Lord, I am sorry for not being thankful. I am sorry, God, for not being generous. God, change our hearts, God. Change our hearts, God, from being owners of stuff and things to being stewards of blessings. We believe you, God. We believe that you are more than enough for us. We believe, God, that you have everything in your hands and it is your good pleasure to give it to us. God, change our hearts. Help us to trust you. Help us to rely on you. And God, we know that you have tomorrow just like you have today. And you have the day after next and the day after next and the day after next. You're a good, good father. You are mighty to us. And you are everything we need. And God, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you, Lord God, for everything you have given us. You've given us your word today. You've given us life today. You've given us strength today. Once again, you've given us mercy. And God, we turn back to you, God. We turn the reins over to you. We turn our trust back over to you. We look to you again on a daily basis, God, to trust you for everything. Thank you for being my provider. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being merciful to me. I know in our faith, sometimes we wobble, and sometimes we go back to looking at the situation, and sometimes we doubt you, and sometimes we murmur, and sometimes we grumble instead of seeing your provision. Instead of seeing your love in your provision, sometimes we look at the tough stuff, God, and we fail to acknowledge all of the many blessings. So many, we can't even count them. We can't even count them. And so, God, today we realign our hearts. We come to you and say, God, give us this day our daily bread. We trust you, God. We trust you, God. We trust you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.